you supposed to be, a clown or something?
Sometimes.
It's more like surfing than skating. I wish the rain would stop just once.
It can't rain all the time.
Eric?
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
Farts.
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
I don't even hear Travis. Do you hear Travis?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that makes one of us. Travis.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. You sound good now. We're joined by a very special guest, Miss Shannon Lake.
Hey, guys.
From the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, which you can hear on Tuesday evenings right here on Strange Label, live. Hi, Shannon.
Hey.
Shannon, I listened to the most... I'm going to cut the bullshit. I'm getting right to it, okay? You here. I asked you to join. You didn't hesitate. You said yes immediately. You didn't ask questions. You came on, and I appreciate that.
No problem.
I want you to tell the finger story to our audience. I want you to tell the finger story, and I want to give it the attention it deserves, Shannon. You told a story on your most recent episode that was crazy. And it's so insane that I don't think it can actually be believed.
What did the finger do?
But Napier, she tells this story from the start of the story until when they moved on to the macaroni and cheese preference that Jim Chadman has. The total of this story was 7 minutes and 50 seconds. I pulled the clip just so I could see how long it was. 7 minutes and 50 seconds were the grand total of time this story was given on the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast. Shannon,
yes.
I'm giving the floor to you. Tell us the finger story.
Okay, finger story. And, you know, that's probably the second best finger story that we have in the history of the show. 3 years, we've got two major finger stories. One, my gay best friend fingering me on accident on the dance floor. And now this one.
How do you accidentally put your fingers in somebody?
He lifted her.
He lifted me,
and
I had skimpy underwear on, and it slipped, and he inserted a digit accidentally, and then immediately dropped me on my ass. So that's finger story number one. If you want to revisit that, that's probably like episode 24 or 25, way back. So, and then this is the new one. A few weeks ago, my mother received a letter in the mail at their work address, which is my parents' company, but it was in her maiden name, which she has done zero business under her maiden name in 33 years, as long as my parents have been married. So it's addressed to her.
So this,
her
you would say
name.
This was unusual.
It's very unusual because A, she's never done business under her maiden name. B, it went to their place of business instead of my parents' house, and then it gets weirder. The letter is from a Canadian courier company, and it says, we've been contracted out by a third party. We can't tell you who it is, but we promise you we're not going to send anything to you that will do you any harm.
Okay, that's ominous.
That's very fucking weird, in my opinion. And
right?
As my mom's telling me this stuff, I'm like, I can't believe this. And why are you not pissed? I'd be pissed calling this company and saying, hey, you found some sort of loophole coming from Canada
So they said we're going to be sending you something, but don't worry, it's on the up and up.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it?
That's the gist of it.
Okay.
But the fact that they even have to say, nothing is going to hurt you. Like, they're not sending you bombs or anything.
That would make me very
suspicious
about what I'm going to be getting in the mail.
Right. I wouldn't want to open that shit.
That also leads me to believe that this shipping company is aware of what they're sending you because they're giving you a pre-warning about it.
I don't know if they open it beforehand because this is where the story gets weirder. So she gets her first quote unquote shipment of stuff.
You said first, like she's planning on getting more.
Well, yeah, they kept coming. So.
Oh, so there's been a development.
Yes. Okay. Well, not a recent development. She hasn't gotten anything since the finger. So we'll get to that. the first package that she got was, addressed from this courier service in Canada. And then she opened it up and it's a bunch of letters and photos, but everything is wrapped in old newspaper. And the letters are dated from the 70s. And it says, I don't know if you can contact me, but I need help. They're not specifically addressed to her, even though the package is. It's just kind of an open-ended, like, I need your help. And it's dated, like, 1977, which my mom was a little girl at that point in time.
So and she had that name.
She did have that name at that point in time. And then the newspaper that it was packed in was also from that time period, like 1972 or something.
So the things that you're getting that she's getting in the mail have no relevance whatsoever to, like, I don't want to get specific into, like, what she does for a living, but it isn't related at all to, like, what she's getting at her work.
No, and it's weird. It's like all stuff in, like, Russian and German and Ukrainian and stuff, but the letters are in English.
Okay.
And she said the paper looked old, the newspapers look legit, it's really weird, it's like a little time capsule of shit that she doesn't understand, and there's photos of people, and she doesn't know who they are. It's not like they're pictures of her dad or her mom when they were younger or anything.
Right.
So she has no freaking clue what's going on. So then she got another series of letters and pictures and more shit that she didn't understand, still to the tune of, hey, I'm not exactly sure if you can find me, but I need your help. And
so you got letters that say, I need your help.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't say who it's from.
Right.
And then it's coming from this Canadian courier company, but then it's wrapped in this bizarre Ukrainian newspaper.
Okay.
And dated from back in the 70s. So clearly,
not
this
the
person
package,
needed help.
But the contents
if that person
of-
needed help then, they're probably well fucked over by now.
Right.
I'm just thinking.
I'd be glad that they sent me a letter saying, hey, this is on the up and up, because if they wouldn't, I would have been rather confused.
So then about 2.5 weeks ago, a crate shows up. And this is, when you see a crate, you picture one of those crates from, like, the movie A Christmas Story, when they used to ship things in these big ass wood crates, and then you've got a crowbar and you're opening it up.
And there's a whole bunch of packing foam and stuff that you're throwing around. And then it's like when you get something from Amazon and you get, like, something really tiny, but it's in a big box and there's a whole bunch of, like,
so it comes in a freaking crate, and you still have to open it with a crowbar and do the whole thing.
Right.
Because they're not fucking around with their packing materials over in the Soviet Union or wherever the hell this is coming from. And, but it's a bizarrely small crate. Like, you always see the crates in the movies and they're really, really big. This one is like a 10 by 14 by like 5 crate. Huh. Just a really odd shaped little wooden crate. And you're like, well, what the fuck could be in that? So, my dad opens it up with a crowbar and pulls this thing out, and he's like, it's on a wooden plaque, and then there's, like, a glass vial, and then on the wooden plaque, there's, like, a little bronze placard that says, like, subject 226 or whatever number it was. And they're like, what the fuck is in there? And you know, my dad's like peering at it. He's like, it's kind of red. Maybe it's like a Christmas thing. And then one of the younger guys that didn't need reading glasses is like, holy fuck, that's a finger. So at this point in time, everybody's just freaking out over this. And, you know, they have...
Rightfully so, correct?
Well, the other thing is that they've got like 12 employees. So all these employees are freaking the fuck out. And that's just costing them a lot of money because they're freaking out over this finger for like an hour contemplating on where'd it come from? What is it? So what's this? What's that? So what they're not working.
What was the reaction? Like, what is the aftermath of this happening? So, nothing, right?
Nothing. And that's blowing my
mind.
Where
is the finger now, Shannon?
Wait. This is what came with the finger. No letter wrapped in newspaper dated from like 19... this was earlier than the letters. Like 1972. And then my dad said, like, this finger doesn't look like it was, like, severed or chopped off, even with a knife. He goes, it looks like it was ripped off. It's very violent, not a clean cut or anything. And then they sent it with a picture of the back of a woman's head. Like, she wasn't dead or anything.
You have a picture of the back of someone's head and a ripped off finger.
And a ripped off finger.
But nobody... See, this is the part that freaks me out. Nobody called the police. Where's the finger now, Shannon? This is very important. Where's the finger, Shannon?
It's wrapped back up in the newspaper, back in the crate, and sitting in the storage room of the shop right now because no one knows what to do with it. They tried to call this Canadian company and complain, like, what the fuck is going on?
What would your complaint be exactly?
What
would your complaint be? Hey, we didn't order this finger?
Right. Well, this is the weirdest part of it, is that normally everything was addressed to my mom and her maiden name and everything. On this specific package, it said return to sender. Like, she was trying to ship these Canadians a finger.
Now, Travis.
Yes, sir.
Did Travis check out? Travis.
I'm here.
This sounds like bullshit, right?
Well, I don't know. It seems like that scene from Back to the Future 2 where Doc Brown sends that letter from the past to Marty saying, hey, man, I'm stuck in the Old West. You need to come and give me a hand.
Now, Shannon tells these crazy stories all the time. She had a fan of the show email her and tell her that he's been having sex with a lady, but like imagining she's her. And
that is correct.
There's so many stories that you have on a weekly basis that seem so crazy, but then like they're just completely washed over so quickly.
It's because Jim doesn't care.
That's my theory. My theory is one of two things. Matt and Jim assume what you're saying is too crazy to actually be true, and so they just dismiss it and move on. Or they've like completely dismissed you, and you're like making things up to get them to pay attention to you.
I'm sorry. This is so left field of anything that I could possibly make up. When my mom was telling me, I said, you guys are fucking with me. You absolutely have to be fucking with me. And she said, no. And I just couldn't understand why she wasn't pissed. I'm like, lock your fucking doors. Don't go anywhere by yourself. I'm extremely concerned for her well-being.
But like, how can we gloss over the finger story and move on to macaroni and cheese? That's what I want to know. Why are we not calling Tina Lake on the phone and finding out more things about the finger? Why?
Well, I've asked her to send me pictures of the finger.
We need pictures of the finger.
Because I want to figure stuff out. And I asked her, I said, post that shit on Facebook. The more eyes you have looking at something weird like that, maybe someone could give you some insight as to where it's coming from or why.
Especially if you most likely because it's one of your ex-boyfriends.
Well, no, none of them know my mom's last or maiden name because it's a really weird name. And it has to be somebody from a very small portion of her time because she spent 2/3 of her life married to my dad.
Never underestimate the power and the wherewithal of a jilted lover.
Matt in the chat is defending himself. He says, we spent quite a while on the finger. You spent a total of 7 minutes and 50 seconds on the story of a severed finger being mysteriously sent to you in the mail.
Yeah, wasn't the Big Lebowski, didn't they, like, allot, like, a quarter of that movie to, like, a severed toe?
It was 7 minutes and 50 seconds, and then it was like, Jim, what's on your mind? I want to tell you about Trader Joe's macaroni and cheese.
Must have been good.
Fuck Shannon and her severed finger in the mail story. I have macaroni and cheese to talk about.
Mike, if I could make up an ad for Trader Joe's macaroni, it would start with, hey, I found this severed finger, but wait, Trader Joe's macaroni is way better than that shit.
So, Travis, which one do you think it is? Do you think that Shannon's making things up for attention, or do you think that Jim and Matt just assume that she's lying and don't want to dedicate more? Because it's one of those two.
Jim has an agenda, and then you don't veer too far off course of Jim's agenda.
Shannon's nonsense is not going to fit into what we're doing.
Laugh at my jokes and be done with it.
Huh. That bothers me.
I think he nailed it.
If it makes you feel better, it's probably just some goofy movie prop from some stupid-ass European movie. I'm sure you could find it on, like,
it's Google. I don't know. It's pretty ridiculous.
I want my movie mom to send pictures of this stuff. And because she was a little... I didn't even really ask her if I could talk about it on the show. But she doesn't listen, so I figured I would talk about it on the show because it's the most interesting thing that's happened in a week, and it didn't even happen to me.
I want somebody listening right now to tell me what it is. They call in 636-487-HAND or WFOD show. I never ask you to call. Just call me and fucking tell me if you received a severed finger in the mail, what would you do? This isn't a David Lynch movie.
You want a severed finger? I can get you a severed finger.
You don't get severed fingers in the mail in real life.
I can have it to you in the post by the end of the week.
You don't. You don't not call the police. You call the police. You got a finger in the mail.
Okay, so this is my theory. And this is why, because it blows my mind that my mom's not freaking out more and not being more proactive. And that's why I can talk about this on this show, because there's no way she's going to find out about it. But I think that she might be afraid because she might have done something to fuck someone over royally at some point in time. And she doesn't want to admit it and she doesn't want to uncover anything about it. Because that's the only reason that you would not be... just totally freaking out.
Did my mom do something? Mob?
I don't know.
Anchor in the chat seems to believe that 8 minutes is a significant amount of time to spend on the finger story.
Uh-uh. Not when your show's an hour and a half long and runs over every week.
Look, I'm getting up there in my age. I wouldn't say I'm an old man, but I'm not a young man either. I've experienced life. I've been around. I have a home. I've never once in my life received a finger in the mail. I've never known someone to get a finger in the mail. It's not a thing that happens. I would say that would be a significant thing that I could probably think about forever.
Well, it's obvious the postman screwed up the delivery and should have sent it to the business next door. So
just
put it back in the mail.
That's a good question. Shannon, is there any neighboring business that has anything to do with severed body parts?
No. And then once again, it's addressed in my mother's name to my parents' business with her maiden name on it, which is really weird. The only other thing that I can think of, aside from my mom being a 7-year-old part of the Russian drug cartel, if they had one of those in the 70s, fuck if I know, is if maybe, just maybe, that this is some part of some will and somebody died and, like,
And they said, wanted her to have
send all
a
this
finger.
Weird shit that I had to my next of kin.
Huh.
I don't know.
This is a finger that has been passed down from generation to generation. I would like you to have it.
Dude, my family is really fucking weird, and those are the people that have lived stateside for, like, we're relatively new, second generation U.S. citizens, so who knows about all the other people that are across the pond? They might be into even weirder shit than the existing family that's over here. There's, like, fucking 30 cousins and all of these aunts and uncles and shit, and they all believe in, like, weird shit, like Jesus.
I would like stuff. I would like this podcast to live as some sort of time capsule. This is my voice. I am of sound body and mind, and I ask that when I die, a finger be cut from my hand and mailed to Jim Chadman and another mailed to Matt Leroy so that they can talk about it for 6 minutes before moving on to pop culture, don't you trend on me.
No, you need to split the difference. It actually would be like 3.5 minutes apiece, because then it just becomes less interesting. Oh, you got a finger? Yeah, I got a finger too. So.
Well, obviously they won.
They're like, oh, they came out with Mountain Dew flavored Doritos Locos Tacos. Let's talk about that for 20 minutes.
Shannon, you need to battle for your clock. You need to battle for it. And I think that you're doing good work. I don't know what the problem is, but maybe you just need to try harder.
Okay. I'll
because,
try harder.
I mean, get more outlandish, Shannon. And hey, if you throw a fib in there every now and then, it's what needs to be done.
But I don't. My life is that significantly weird, and the lives of the people that I know, that I typically have some pretty decent shit to talk about.
Napier.
Aye.
Shannon recently announced her engagement. Congratulate Shannon.
Congratulations, Shannon.
Thanks, Napes.
She's marrying an elderly Spanish gentleman.
Well, that's good on her.
He's only 8 years older than me.
Well, hey, she's doing God's work.
Oh, man.
Do we have somebody else on the line here?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
We have Chad from the Bad Flicks, who will be joining us momentarily to do the Hollywood Fantasy League. Chad, have you ever once in your life received a severed finger in the mail?
No, I have not.
It sounds crazy, right?
It sounds a little creepy.
If you got a severed finger in the mail, what would your response be?
Shit my pants first.
Then call the police.
Wonder what the fuck.
Chad, you seem like a reasonable guy. You'd call the police almost immediately, right?
Within 5 minutes.
Right, because you don't get severed fucking fingers in the mail. It's an unusual thing.
Exactly.
I'd take
Do
a
you
selfie
think the
with
immediate
it.
Reaction would be to look at your own hands to see if it's your finger?
That's what I told her. I said, Mom, look on the bright side. At least it's not your fucking finger that they're sending you.
I would think, is there anyone that like I'm close to that I haven't seen recently that like they might be like blackmailing me with? And like I haven't thought about Gary in a while. Where's Gary been? Is this a piece of Gary?
You're not
well,
do
you
with
know,
it.
You can tell it's been in there for a long time. Do you remember, like, when you were in science class in junior high or high school, and they had, like, different specimens in formaldehyde, and you can definitely tell which ones are older than the others because of the color of the formaldehyde?
What goes from, like, color was the finger?
It goes piss yellow.
Was it
like,
a white finger? Did she specify that?
Yeah, well, she said it was very pale and then very, very red at the point of detachment, and you couldn't tell if it was a male finger or a female finger just because of how old it was. It was just, but it was in formaldehyde, and they said the formaldehyde was pretty dark in color, dark amber, so that means it's really fucking old. It's been in there for a while.
Red normally means infection. That's what I
no, red means that shit got ripped out and there's tendons and shit. Yeah.
Now, Shannon.
Yeah.
The thing about the fella who emailed you and told you that he has sex with people thinking about you while he has sex with them.
Yeah.
Is that someone you know?
Because
we don't have listeners that we don't know. I'm convinced of that.
No, only through the show.
But it's somebody that you've talked to before. This
no,
isn't like the first time you've talked to them.
No, this was a direct message on Twitter.
He's just a super fan.
See, but the super fans, they talk to us, right?
Yeah, the super fans talk to us.
So have you talked to this person before?
No, he's not a super fan. I think he's just a Shannon pervy fan.
So this guy heard Shannon on the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast and says, I'm going to seek out a similar to Shannon looking person?
Well, see, that's what I asked him. I was like, does she look like me? Because I was like, this is really weird, but now I kind of have to know things. I'm curious. And he was like, no, not really, but same body type.
Are you going to find, are we going to have more finger updates? Because this is going to haunt me. I didn't even open the finger. I want to know everything about the finger. I want to know what happens to the finger. I want to know what they do.
I need to know everything that happens with the finger, mainly because I'm concerned about my mother's health and safety, because that's fucking weird. And then second of all, what the fuck are you doing with the finger? Is it in the living room? Like, do I have to look at that thing while I'm back home for Christmas and it's up on the mantle or something? And
wouldn't you be concerned that like there would be some kind of like legal like obligation? Or like ramifications for not alerting the authorities? Like, I mean, like if I receive like a crazy phone call from like somebody claiming that they have my friend Gary is being held hostage, and I just hang up on him and like unpause True Detective and go back to watching television. And
well, really, no one gives a shit about anyone named Gary.
Do I have any responsibility?
Gary totally seems like the dumbass that's going to get kidnapped, and you're like, oh shit, this is the third time this month. Fucking Gary.
Like, if they find out later that I got this call and I just ignored it. It's like Joe Paterno, right? He found out that his assistant coach was diddling kids and he didn't say anything to anybody. Joe Paterno got in trouble, right?
Not really.
Would I get in trouble for not telling the police about what happened to Gary?
You just tell him you didn't believe him. Like, yeah. I thought it was a joke.
But how could you not believe him? You got a finger in the mail, Napier. This isn't the thing that happens.
I think they're going off of the basis that this can't possibly be real. This is a fake finger, but I want to see this fucking finger.
Then take it out of the vial and eat it if you're so sure.
Shannon, does your dad own the company?
Yeah, my parents do, yes.
Tell him this is what he needs to do. Go buy a plaque. Put the finger on the plaque and just write on the plaque, your day's not really going that fucking bad. Just hang in your office. So when anybody says, I don't like my job, like, hey, look at the plaque. Your day's not going that fucking bad, dude.
The irony is that in their field of work, losing a finger is completely and totally possible. So,
So it's a disgruntled ex-employee who lost a finger and like didn't get good,
Compensation
for
the... None of the employees have ever lost a finger.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What about Gary?
Fucking Gary. We don't give a shit about Gary. Gary can lose all of his fingers. I hope we get Gary's nose in a box next time. You're gonna be totally fucked without a nose. Fingers are okay. What would be the most upsetting part of your body to lose?
Dick.
Yeah, you could still ulcer your dick and then have
John Wayne Bobbitt.
I think like my eyes would come before my dick. I'm terrified of like walking around blind forever and just bumping into walls and shit. That terrifies me. I think that would be first, then dick.
I'd go anus.
And then everything else is third.
I would never want to receive Napier's anus in the mail. That's the most fucking terrifying thing I can imagine. I'm like, oh my god, someone sent me a ball of pubic hair, and then the second that you're like poking around with a pencil, like, what the fuck is it? Oh,
look,
Jesus Christ.
Shannon.
Yes.
Any updates you have on the finger, you immediately inform me of them.
We can turn it into a segment since Jim doesn't give a fuck.
I don't trust my news source on strangelabel.com on Tuesday nights. I need it direct. I'm going to message you daily from now on, asking if there is a finger update.
Mm-hmm. And you'll also post pictures of it if I get them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If you can get it by tomorrow, I'll make it the cover art of the episode.
You know, we just need to have the wheelbarrow full of dicks PI segment. We're going to get to the bottom of this one way or the other. We're going to save my mom's life.
I want to talk to your mom.
Yes.
I want the phone number to the shipping company. I'm going to call them. I'm on the case. I'm on your side, Shannon.
This sounds like the second iteration of WFOD cereal.
can we call it a wheelbarrow full of fingers?
I like it. We can be super sleuths.
Guys, we have much more to get to. I felt like that needed to be delved into deeper. I'm not taking any slight at what you guys are doing over there. Don't take this offense to this, because I know that, you know, some people are a little sensitive. That isn't my intent at all. I heard this story yesterday and I needed to know everything about it. And I was kind of hoping that I would grill Shannon a little bit, and she would just say, "Yeah, I made it all up because I'm being completely ignored, and I just need to keep going crazier and crazier." But she's sticking to it, Napier. She's sticking to it. Napier, will you start making some stuff up?
Like what? I'm not making shit up.
Just say crazy shit that happened to you that didn't really happen to you. These fucking people don't know the difference. You need to have a more interesting life.
I can tell you the story about my little sister when she was going on a field trip. The bus pulled up next to some homeless people, and these two dudes were blowing each other in the street.
Like in the middle of the street?
No, it was in an alleyway, like next to a stop sign. Like the bus said, they went to like the opera.
This is a school bus?
A school bus. And they were all like, I think, 10, 12. And they pull up to the stop sign.
Now, when you say they were blowing each other, you mean one was blowing
the other.
The other.
And it was in this little alleyway next to the street sign. And the school bus stops. And the teacher starts screaming, "Nobody look at the right side of the bus. Everybody go to the left side." And immediately everybody goes to the right side.
Exactly.
And these two homeless dudes are blowing each other.
Yeah. If they tell me to look at the right side, then I'm looking at the left side.
Yeah. And the teacher thought that she was going to be fired because she was the one that brought it to everybody's attention. Like, no, the kids were looking at it. All of a sudden she starts screaming, "Everybody's looking at the two homeless dudes blowing, or the two homeless dudes, oral sex adventure." So she starts crying after they pull off that she's going to be fired, and all the kids are giggling their asses off.
Guys, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Shannon, thank you for sharing your tale with us.
I will continue. And
not your tall tale, Shannon. Your regular sized tale.
Don't talk about Shannon's tale.
Regular sized tale. It was not tall. It was not short. It was just right.
That's and we like are going to save my mom's life. First time in WFOD history that we save someone's life.
That is not true, Shannon. We save lives every week. Thank you. We will be back in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my... You used to call me. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know that when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself. Now, everybody knows that I feel left out. Girl, you got me down. You got me stressed out. Because ever since I left the city, you started wearing less, going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I'd never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know that when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we're just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. Used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know that when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for somebody else. Wondering if you're rolling up a backwoods for somebody else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Why you always stay at home? Be a good girl. You in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know that when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that could only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city.
You know what most club goers can relate to, especially in these lyrics? The part about filling up a passport with travel. See, that's the hook. That's the fucking hook.
Bottom of the ninth, down by three, bases loaded, full count, two outs, Strange Lady.
We'll be our Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are joined by a myriad, a cavalcade of special guests, Nate. Not Mandy yet, because...
Hello.
There she is. Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hello.
Of course we need Mandy on, because the Furnacast is the defending champion. Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What does that sound?
That was 100% skill. I'm proud of what we've done.
So,
Mandy sounds really good.
She does. She sounds great, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Mandy, why do you sound as terrible as you do?
I don't know. Is it because I'm on my phone, maybe?
that would probably be, yeah, a start.
Is somebody eating?
Call you back?
Yes. Yes. Please hang up and call us back.
So, goodbye forever.
As you may or may not know, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program is the home of the Hollywood Fantasy League, in which a collection of people take turns drafting as though they were drafting a fantasy football team, but instead of football, it's movies. And the scores are tabulated by a combination of box office and Metacritic score. So here we are to do the Hollywood Fantasy League draft. We are joined by Chad of the Bad Flicks podcast, who
hello guys
came in second place in the most recent iteration. We came in third. The Furnacast won. The Lotus Cast lost, and so they were eliminated. Replacing them this round is Strangelabel.com's very own The Chris Break Show.
That's what that shit gets for that Elf on the Shelf garbage.
So we have Chris and John from The Chris Break Show who will be drafting for them. Now, Napier, it's very important that when I give you the names to draw out of the hat, that you select us in like the first three. Because the way I figure it, you're going to want to be in the first three this round. So.
Yeah, but I don't. If Napier, I'm not looking, Napier, it's not.
Just be sure to draft us in the first three. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm counting on you here.
You shouldn't.
So take off your hat so that I can put these names in the hat to determine the draft order. Now,
is there a video on this? The video feed?
Would you,
is legit over there?
You should be putting this on. This should be on Periscope right now.
Oh, I should do Periscope, shouldn't I? Okay.
Now, here's. I believe that if drunk trusts Napier to put stuff in his mouth while he's blindfolded, then I trust Napier to pull these names out of a hat.
We don't really want to cheat. And it really, all we're doing is determining the draft order. Anyone can win from any position. I've won multiple times having the fourth pick has its advantages, because once you pick fourth in the first round, you then get a pick first in the second round, which could theoretically be a good thing. So it's all about strategy.
You're take fourth really. Position. Huh? That's very nice.
So where is Periscope on my phone? It's got to be here somewhere.
We did
right?
pick last time, so it's not like I have bias.
We usually fucking pick last. You always make us pick last.
No, you put them in the hat, and then I jumble the hat.
We've done this like 10 times, and I think you've made us pick last like most times.
The hat did it.
It's an unfair bias.
The hat did it. I didn't do anything.
I think. Okay, we're broadcasting on Periscope now. So we have Furnacast, Bad Flicks, the Chris Break Show, and
whose hat is that?
That is Napier's hat. Are you watching us on Periscope, Chris?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna shake these up. And guys, if you're watching this on Periscope, you're just going to think this is stupid. It's just for documentation. So head over to strangelabel.com, listen to the show live. Don't watch this shit. This is just nonsense. Okay, Napier.
I actually really like the way that Napier picks things. He does a great job.
Napier, pick the first name out of the hat. Don't look in the hat. Who did you take first? The Chris Break Show picks first.
Oh, shit.
In the Hollywood Fantasy Draft. Who picks second, Napier? Napier, you have not picked us yet. That is bad that you have not picked us last.
I'm not doing this. I can't see the
pick
hat.
Third, Napier. You picked us last again, Napier. You picked us last again.
You saw me do it.
I think you could probably, for posterity, say, okay, so what was the order? Chris Break Show, Furnacast, Bad Flicks, us, right?
Yes.
Just as a fucking experiment, I put the names back in the hat. Somebody pay attention to what order. See if you pick us last again. I'm just curious if you're always going to pick us last. Furnacast first. Bad Flicks second. First Break Show third. You picked us last again, Nathan. Even in this experiment, you picked us last. Okay.
Maybe you should pick. So be sure to go check us out
on Periscope if you want to watch Napier pick names out of a hat. Just
exciting.
Okay, so I'm not mad, Napier. I'm not mad.
You seem excited,
Napier. It's fine.
He sounds a little mad.
When you lie to me, you close your eyes while you're talking, so I know it's not fine.
So, Chris Break Show picks first.
Yeah.
Which means in the second round, they pick last. In the third round, they pick first, et cetera, et cetera. We are going to do four rounds. Chris, have you studied the list?
Yeah, a little bit. John and I went over it where...
Did you guys do some kind of like Google math or some kind of like secret internet thing to try to like hack the game?
We checked, you know, the Vegas odds, the normal stuff.
There's Vegas odds?
Oh yeah.
Or was that a joke?
Yeah, so you know, we looked at where the line was and we decided to go with Batman versus Superman.
You're taking Batman versus Superman with the first overall pick.
Is that a bad idea?
God damn it, that's what I wanted.
See, now I didn't have that first. Did you have that first,
dummy?
Travis?
Yeah.
See, now, here's the thing about Batman versus Superman. And yes, I'm going to second guess all of your picks for everything. Batman versus Superman is probably going to be like Transformers, right? It's going to probably make a lot of money, but it's just going to have dog shit reviews, right?
I don't think Man of Steel got shit on too much.
Metacritic.
I forgot about the reviews. That's like Rotten Tomatoes, but not as cool.
Mmm.
Okay, so...
What is Metacritic? Why do you guys use that? Wasn't somebody trying to rally to switch to Rotten Tomatoes last round?
I don't know. Isn't Rotten Tomatoes sort of based on, like viewers and not both, just reviewers?
It's everything.
It's critic and viewership.
Yeah, fuck people. I just want the people...
They don't put them together. There's top critics and then there's audience score.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. We just always did Metacritic, and so we just continue to do so. You know, there's just things that you do wrong that you just do forever because it's what you did.
Yeah, like this show.
That's fair. That's fair. It is fair. Okay, so the Furnacast has the second overall pick. Mandy, what do you think is the second overall pick?
We are going with the Fifth Wave.
Ooh, really?
Yeah,
that's an interesting choice.
That is. It's based off of like a tween book, which could be good. I had the Fifth Wave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14th. But you took
that's
second.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. Okay.
Could surprise you.
You know, it has that that Chloe Grace Moretz, who I don't think is old enough for us to talk about how attractive she is, but she's pretty attractive.
Oh, didn't Mandy pick Chappie one time?
Mandy did pick Chappie.
That was my go-to.
Yeah. Typically, the Furnacast wins when Dan picks and does really bad when Mandy picks, but they talked about it, so maybe...
The last two, we've done completely teamwork, so okay. Suck my dick.
I'm just joking, Mandy.
No, you're not.
Okay, Bad Flicks has the third overall pick. I'm sure that you have discussed this with your other Bad Flicksians.
Not so much.
Oh.
I just told them what I was picking.
Oh,
fair enough. I did the picking last time.
Are you surprised with the first two picks?
Not surprised with the first one. The second one, yeah, that wasn't on top. That's not even my top six.
Okay.
That's not even a go-to as a contender at the end for something to sub in for.
Okay, so the thing that I was mad about Napier, about how there's three good picks, I feel like.
Yeah.
My two, so whichever one he takes, I'll just take the other one.
Excellent.
So, Chad.
First round, Bad Flicks takes the Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight. That was not one of the two that I had. See, now, The Hateful Eight, A, has had a limited run for like a week or two, so some people will drop off, right?
But it's leaked online already,
so you got to wonder if that's...
version. You're not going to be able to see that in the theaters anymore. So people want
to
see.
I'm going to see Hateful Eight tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, I'm going...
That's just a... are they counting both of those, the 70 millimeter and the digital?
But once it releases wide. So on January 1st, when it releases wide, is when
all money's from January 1st on.
Right. So we're taking Deadpool, right?
Got to.
Right?
I mean.
See, now Deadpool is rated R.
Yes. Thank God.
So you have to wonder if that'll hurt it a little bit. But see, the thing is like Deadpool is a passion pick even more than anything, because I want Deadpool to succeed, so I'm happy taking it.
Remember when the South Park movie came out and it was rated R?
Travis.
My mom
just
took it.
We're taking Deadpool, right? Travis.
He's with us in
school. Oh, Travis.
Deadpool all the way, yes.
And then we have the first pick of the second round. Is Jungle Book okay to take?
That's fine.
Okay. So we got Deadpool and Jungle Book as our first and second round picks.
If it gets back to us and this movie's still available, can I pitch you on our next one?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Is Jungle Book a cartoon or live action?
Jungle Book is live action. It is directed by...
The first trailer looked amazing.
Jon Favreau. Bill Murray is the fucking bear. It's Disney.
Scarlett Johansson's the snake.
I don't see how it could like really shit the bed.
I don't.
It's a dependable pick.
I don't know. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I'm not seeing the things that you're
even
seeing.
That shitty looking live action Cinderella did really well.
Okay, so it is back to bad flicks. You have the next pick in the second round, Chad.
We, after much discussion, basically with myself, we take The Revenant.
The Revenant.
Yes.
The Leonardo DiCaprio bear
Tom
rape
Hardy.
Movie.
He rapes a bear?
No, the bear rapes him, right?
No, yeah, he
there's no raped. Proof in that. There was no police report filed. We don't know that for sure. Let's not pass judgment.
They never did the rape kit.
Exactly. He showered afterwards.
This might be like an unpopular thing to say, but that was the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Napier picked us dead last again. Perfect. And then I put the names back in the hat just to see if he always picks us last, and he picked us last a second time.
Awesome. So which one did we go with, the first one or the second one?
Oh, we got drunker here.
Happy New Year!
So the next pick goes to the Furnacast. Mandy, what?
We will be taking Kung Fu Panda 3.
Oh. Ooh. A kid movie. Kid movies is safe. It's...
That was on my list.
It was high on ours, too. Kung Fu Panda 3 is the next movie off the list. Chris Brake, what say you? You have the next two picks here, so you could be strategic.
Oh, man. Ooh. We're running out of movies here on our list. We didn't write down enough.
Yeah, just on the fly.
All right. No, we've got a few left. All right, John, I think we're going with Zootopia.
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh.
After they played that 5-minute clip at the
beginning. That was what I was going to say. When you saw that before Star Wars and everybody laughed at it, I was thinking, that movie's probably going to make good.
I had zero interest until I saw that clip, and I laughed both times I saw Star Wars, and my kids loved it. So that movie's going to make good money.
Yeah. Zootopia. See, I even kind of want to see that just from that clip. It looked kind of funny.
Me too.
I agree.
All right. And you have the next pick also, Chris.
Yeah, I have no idea what this movie is.
That's usually a good sign.
John told me to say it. Well, I'm going to give him the blame. I don't know if this is a really good one or a really piss poor one, but it is some movie called London Has Fallen.
Oh,
nice.
London Has Fallen.
Awesome pick.
You believe that they're making a sequel to that
movie? You guys being sarcastic?
Movie?
Is that a really bad movie to pick?
It'll get a terrible Metacritic, but I want to see that movie so bad.
The first one wasn't bad.
It was great. It was like Die Hard in the White House. It was
I don't know if you guys also saw it, but that, what's that, Gerard Butler? He has two action movies coming out in back-to-back weeks. So like,
really? He's a badass.
He's going to be in London Has Fallen, and then a week later, he's going to be in Gods of Egypt. And like, he's the star of both of them. Like, have you ever seen that happen before? If somebody has back-to-back weeks that they're
Yeah, Tom Hardy's probably had movies come out one after another. But, like, that Gods of Egypt movie probably sat forever as they tried to, like, redo the effects.
They tried to make it not shitty. Guys, how can we unshitty this movie?
I have a question. So is London Has Fallen, is that a sequel you said to that Jamie Foxx movie?
No.
No, it's the other one. Olympus Has Fallen.
Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum made a movie where guys took over the White House and one Secret Service agent tried to try to save the president.
Yeah, that was White House.
And White House, Olympus Has Fallen came out like a month later, and it was the exact same movie, but with Gerard Butler and Two-Face.
Except the Channing Tatum one was like a comedy, and the Olympus Has Fallen was like a straight up Die Hard flick. It's great.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome. Thanks,
Travis. Please stop referring to Olympus Has Fallen as Die Hard.
Watch it again. It's fucking Die Hard.
I watched it once. That was more than enough.
Watch it a second time,
Mandy. You have Mandy. You have the next pick. We have to cut down on the Travis comparing Olympus Has Fallen to Die.
Hey, Travis, I got a question real quick.
Oh, my God.
Do we have to pick again?
No, I think you're done, right?
You're done.
You have a fourth pick.
Okay.
That was four, was it? Oh, no, that's right.
That was three. Back. Yeah. Why, Chris? You got somewhere to be?
No, I just want to know if I need to look up.
Yeah, you need to find another movie. You have another pick coming up. I thought Chris was going to be like, yeah, because we got somewhere to be, you know?
No, not on Monday nights.
Okay.
Right here with you.
I appreciate it, Chris.
It feels good.
Mandy, pick a movie.
We will take Divergent 3.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice pick.
That's a good pick. It's a good pick. Okay, so we have Divergent. What is that one called? Something else that ends in Ent?
Allegiance.
Allegiant. Okay. And Bad Flicks, you have the next pick.
Shit. I found one. It wasn't on the list that you threw in earlier, and I was going to kind of ask you about it, and
hey,
I kind of forgot about it.
Thanks for giving us all the heads up.
It was called Midnight Special. I didn't know if it was on the list that you threw in earlier, so I didn't know if it was
Midnight Special. Explain Midnight Special to me.
Adam Driver's in it, Kylo Ren. It's about like basically an alien kid.
Okay, so are you picking this just to like,
well, I was
pick something
about,
that not, isn't on my list, so you can
your list, so I didn't
know it all me. Are you know it alling me, Chad?
No, I wouldn't say no. I'm questioning a choice that I would like to make.
Oh, okay. So is that your official selection, or are you just you throwing it out there that you?
I was just throwing it out there, kind of double checking it real quick, because it's kind of on my go to maybe if Zootopia was taken.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to go with.
He's know it alling me, drunk.
No. Since when did we start doing movies that have already started?
We aren't doing any movies that have already started, Drew.
Hateful Eight already started.
Hateful Eight has been limited release.
Okay.
I will go with Midnight Special.
Midnight Special.
Correct.
See, you probably could have waited till the fourth round on that one because nobody even knew it was a thing.
I got a sleeper for the fourth round.
Oh, okay. And we have the third and fourth picks here. Root Beer.
I vote Zoolander 2.
Travis?
Yes, sir.
You wanted to pitch me on Zootopia.
Oh, no, I don't think I had to pitch too hard, and it's gone. Zootopia was the pitch.
Okay, so now that Zootopia is gone, what do you think?
We have the next two
picks here. Now, I talked to you earlier.
Yep.
About that, how to be single.
That's the one with the big blonde, right?
How to be single is that fat
Rebel
lady
Wilson.
That, yeah, and the chick from 50 Shades of Grey.
What did Pitch Perfect 2? Pitch Perfect 2 did a shit ton of money in the theater, right?
It comes out on February 12th, which is the same day as Deadpool and Zoolander. But that is.
Valentine's Day weekend.
So chances are a lot of broads are going to want to go see that on Valentine's Day, right?
Right. And I think both those gals had movies that did big money in the theater, even though they weren't critically acclaimed. recently this last year. So yeah, let's go with that. Let's pull that. Actually, let's let that be our fourth pick.
Well, I mean, so it doesn't matter. We got the next two picks either way.
I know, but let's just make it the fourth pick.
Symbolically, you want it to be the fourth pick.
Yeah, symbolically, let's make that the fourth pick. So we need our third pick.
Okay. Now, I would say that Zoolander 2 could be considered for this pick. However, I don't want all three of our movies to come out on the same weekend.
Yeah, that's fucking suicide.
Now, we have... 13 Hours, which is the, it's Jim from The Office, and it's directed by, Michael Bay. So, I mean, the star of the movie is Jim from The Office, Napier. It's not exactly a bankable name.
No, not
But
really.
It's an action movie. It's Jim from The Office. The
Metacritic on that will be horrendous because
it's like a true story kind of deal, though. Yeah, so do you think that maybe Michael Bay will?
No, so was Pain and Gain. Pain and Gain was also a true story, and that had horrendous critical.
But it was so awesome, though.
Pain and Gain is one of my favorite movies.
It's so much fun to watch.
Pain and Gain so much.
What's Triple Nine?
Triple Nine has like 900 people in it. It has a whole ton of people. The only ones that I remember is Norman Reedus and other people. Woody Harrelson is in it. There's a lot of people in Triple Nine, but it looks like a typical action heist movie. Oh, Wonder Woman's in it.
Oh, I'd go Triple Nine then.
Triple Nine. We also have the Brothers Grimsby, which is the
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Borat. Yeah.
No.
You remember how well The Dictator did?
Well, yeah, but this is like an action movie. This isn't like a comedy.
I wouldn't bank anything on him.
Travis, I'm giving you final word on our third round pick. We've taken up too much time.
Yeah, I don't want all three of our movies coming out the same weekend. So whatever the other thing was.
We also have the Coen Brothers movie, Hail Caesar. The Coen Brothers movies are critically usually do pretty well. But is it going to make any money?
They're hit and miss in the theaters.
Yeah, it's got Clooney. It's got a ton of people in it.
Sure.
Do you want to just take it because I love the Coen Brothers and I hope it does well?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the Coen Brothers too. And it was said, they're hit or miss. And I always cross my fingers that it's going to be good. So let's take it.
If we take that Coen Brothers movie, I will probably end up seeing all four of our movies in the theater.
Then let's do it.
Okay. We are taking Hail Caesar Done. As our final pick. It is back to Bad Flicks.
Fourth and final round, Bad Flicks has chosen to take Criminal.
Criminal with Gyllenhaal, right?
No, that is starring Alice Eve, Gal Gadot, Gary Oldman, Kevin Costner, Robert Dawson, Ryan Reynolds, Tommy Lee Jones.
Chad.
I love Alice Eve.
Have I told you
sexy.
How much I love Kevin Costner?
I love Costner. I love Waterworld. I don't care what fuckers say. I love that.
3 Days to Kill is one of my favorite movies to watch.
3 Days to Kill is a great... And he's a baseball fan. I'm a total baseball fucking nerd, and I love that guy.
You know what's a great movie? The Upside of Anger. I know that's a chick movie, but I can tell you who... I love that movie. I wish that I was friends with Kevin Costner.
I would love to just bathe in his sweat.
The Postman
just
was like, also
just
decent.
Hang out with him.
Postman was great too.
You guys listen to Adam Carolla? Did you hear about that? How he's always going on about he's best friends with Kevin Costner.
Is he really best friends with Kevin Costner?
Yeah. He just went. Yeah, he talks about it extensively. He went to a Christmas party at Kevin Costner's house, and he brought in like fake snow, you know, and. Just, you know, it's just some rich, you know, super Hollywood fucking
out there
family park.
You know, it's snowing on his property.
Did you ever hear the story that we've told on this show probably seven times about how Cal Ripken Jr.'s streak was almost beaten by Kevin Costner banging his wife?
What?
Okay, so you're familiar with Cal Ripken Jr., correct?
Yes, sir.
Cal Ripken Jr., had the streak of consecutive games played. Like, he never missed a game. That was his claim to fame. Cal Ripken Jr. plays every fucking night. He never takes a night off.
He's an iron horse.
Deep into his streak, there was an evening that he was headed to the ballpark, and this is all allegedly. It's never been proven true, but it is like a legend. Cal Ripken Jr. is headed to the ballpark. He realizes he forgot something at home. He turns around, and he heads home, and he catches Kevin Costner banging his wife. So
Kevin Costner's banging Kevin Costner's wife?
Kevin Costner's banging Cal Ripken Jr.'s wife.
What year was this?
I'm not familiar.
So are we telling Kevin Costner's story?
Making this up?
Probably.
I'm probably making this up. I heard it secondhand from someone who heard it secondhand. It might not even be true. Jesse also told a story about. Jesse also told a story about how Michael Jordan was secretly suspended from basketball, and that's why he went and played baseball. Who knows if any of these stories are true? So anyway,
catches
Kevin Costner banging his wife. He calls the owner of the Baltimore Orioles. He says, "Hey man, I'm not going to make it to the game tonight. I have to go fight Kevin Costner."
Gotta go fight him.
And so the owner of the Orioles, realizing that this was terrible, faked a blackout at the stadium to delay the start of the game so that Cal Ripken Jr. could fight Kevin Costner and get to the ballpark in time to play the game. Is it true? Probably not. Something I heard.
I got a bridge upstate New York for you there, Mark.
What?
He's got a bridge.
That's a joke. You never heard that? It's like, oh, you believe that? Well, I've got a bridge. I'll sell you in upstate New York.
You sell me some magic beans?
Yeah,
it's
Mark.
A bridge. And this person, it's a bridge. It's just a bridge.
And he can sell it to you.
Well, you're not supposed to ask that. It's a fake bridge. There's no bridge.
I own a square foot of land in Hawaii, too.
Why is there an Interstate 3 in Hawaii? What other fucking state are you driving to?
Wow.
Mandy, you have the next pick.
Jump on the 3.
Why do you drive on a parkway? What is it? Drive on a parkway and park on a driveway.
Take Zoolander 2.
The Furnacast selects Zoolander 2.
That's a bold move, Mike. Let's see if it works out.
Bold move.
You know, Furnacast has, like, look at that. The fifth wave. Okay. Then they got Kung Fu Panda 3, Divergent 3, and Zoolander 2.
Yeah, but the fifth wave isn't really a sequel. There wasn't four previous waves. It's all in one movie. All the waves are in one.
We have before taken all sequels.
Think about it. It's a pretty good strategy because obviously the first one was successful enough to spawn a franchise and made enough money to spawn a franchise. So,
Mandy, I'd say in the fourth round, Zoolander is a good pick.
Mandy, this is the same move I pulled last round. That's how we got second place, is that I took sequels.
But this is, you're talking to the two-time reigning champ. I think
the Furnacast has won 3 times.
Not to my own horn, but toot.
I think the Furnacast has officially won the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program's Hollywood Fantasy League more than the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks has.
Well, have they been picked first or last?
Yeah. Chris Brink, you have the final pick.
Okay. I think we'll talk about Napier.
Chris Brink.
Did we get another pick?
You have the final pick.
Did you pick 13 hours or no?
No?
No, we did not.
Okay, John, what should we go with? The Boss, 13 hours, or Ride Along 2?
I was going to say Ride Along 2 or My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Oh.
There's no way anybody's going to go see My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 in the theaters, right?
That first one was a fluke, you know?
If they put My Big Fat Greek Wedding out on Netflix or something, then people would probably watch it on
Netflix.
Well,
you know what, Mike? We're gonna pick it anyway. Talk all that shit you want.
honestly, if you look at it, Chris, I'd go with Ride Along 2 just because the first one was
actually. Sounds like they don't want us to pick the Greek Wedding.
You're getting Ride Along 2 votes, John.
You guys want us to pick Ride Along.
What about Dirty Grandpa?
Zac Efron, all the tweenies are going to be going to see him.
What's that chick in that movie that played the grumpy cat?
The Boss.
The Boss should make money because that woman always makes money.
Travis, who was the grumpy cat gal?
The grumpy cat gal?
The gal that was grumpy cat, the one that always looks pissed off.
Kristen Stewart?
The Boss.
No, the gal with the sad eyes.
It's Kristen Stewart.
It's not Kristen Stewart.
Well, when is it?
Wig?
She was on Parks and Recreation.
Oh, Aubrey Plaza.
Dirty Grandpa Napier.
Dirty Grandpa, when you posted that in the chat thing, I thought that was a sequel to the Johnny Knoxville movie.
So did I.
Bad Grandpa.
Napier, Dirty Grandpa leads you to believe that it's conceivable that Robert De Niro and Aubrey Plaza are a couple that could exist.
Didn't he just have a movie with Anne Hathaway that did nothing?
The Intern.
Yeah.
No, I read the synopsis for that De Niro movie coming out, Dirty Grandpa. He's a foul-mouthed old man, and it's like, okay, this is fucking, you know this shit.
So it is kind of a sequel to the Johnny Knoxville movie. Only they got Robert De Niro. Okay, Chris, did you guys make your final pick?
John, The Boss, 13 Hours, Ride Along 2, or My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2?
Ride Along 2.
Pick one.
Ride Along 2.
I want the Greek Wedding now just because everyone doesn't want us to pick it. And yeah, it's that's the sleeper of the year.
I'm just trying to help you out, man. I'm just trying to help you out.
Why would you help us out?
Because that's the kind of person I am.
That's a good point. Why would he help you out? He has no reason to help you out.
Greek Wedding got a better Metacritic score than Ride Along 1. You know, Greek Wedding 1, better Metacritic than Ride Along 1.
But look how much money they made.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, that was a long time ago, and I don't think the Metacritic, you know, I don't think the reviewers on the internet were as prominent as they are now.
So are you going with My Big Fat Greek Wedding? You already have Batman and Superman. You should be fine, right? As long as it doesn't get a 20% Metacritic and totally fuck you.
And shit the bed.
It's gonna make money. Everybody's gonna go see it. But it might have an awful Metacritic score.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like there was like some religious stuff going on in one of the trailers, so that should increase it.
All that allegorical shit,
people eat that up.
So are we going My Big Fat Greek Wedding too?
Yes.
All right. There you go.
Guys, another successful draft.
Hey, are we picking alternates in case one gets bumped for whatever reason later on in the year?
Nah, let's fly without a net, baby.
Oh, fuck, I love this shit.
Fuck it. So there we go, guys. The draft is complete. I wish you all luck, because one of you might be going away.
Big Fat Greek Wedding made more than Ride Along, too.
Did it?
I just looked it up.
It was a success. I remember it being a success. Good pick.
You wake up pretty early in the morning if you try to pull something like that on the Chris Brake show.
It's going to end up turning out like a Dumb and Dumber 2 situation, though. You know that's what's going to happen.
Who the hell liked that first movie? It was so stupid.
A lot of women.
Exactly. They're going to like the second one, too.
Guys, we're turning over a new leaf in the new year. We're all about positivity. Is there anything negative you guys would like to get out before the end of the show? You know, just like if you want to say something mean about somebody, now's the time to do it.
Guys, I'm sorry if I told you to fuck off on the internet.
Who, us? Did you tell us?
That internet's crazy shit.
Anybody at any time.
Okay.
You know if it applies to you.
You've probably told me to fuck off at some time or another. Mandy, do you want to say anything mean about anybody?
No, I think we're good.
We're good?
I don't have a lot of mean feelings.
Chad, I believe, didn't you call Travis a hipster twat a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, no, sir, I did not. I actually enjoy Travis. He's kind of a comic book nerd like myself.
But you called him a
I didn't say hipster twat.
I believe.
I reserve that for special people.
I'm pretty sure I told Chad to fuck off on Twitter at least once.
Travis, do you want to
possibly?
Do you want to say anything mean about anybody?
No, I just want to wish Stan Lee a happy birthday, who turned 93 years
old. We're not doing birthday shout-outs. That's not what we do here. Gross. Birthday shout-outs. Are you fucking kidding me? With the birthday shout-outs. Napier.
Yes, Mike.
He did a birthday shout-out.
But it was for a good cause, right? Stan Lee.
So, do you think that we did good? Do you think that we're going to be all right?
With Deadpool? Yeah.
I'm tired of not winning.
Oh, we might not win. I mean, it all depends on, you know, Batman versus Superman.
I'm tired of not winning. It's been too long since we've won or even really done well at all.
Did you hang up on all those other people, too?
I didn't want birthday shout-outs.
I think they're still... Yeah, but did you hang up on all the... I think they're still waiting in limbo.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I feel bad about that. I do. You think they could wait in limbo for another 15 minutes while we finish the show?
I doubt they will.
Oh.
Do you think that person who lost their finger is in limbo?
Probably.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why didn't you choose Divergent as your second pick?
Because we had the Jungle Book.
Why?
Because Divergent is long
over.
The
second Divergent didn't do that good.
It didn't?
Jungle Book is a Disney movie.
Is it animated?
No.
So what kid does going to want to go see that?
Cinderella did really well.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Those Cinderella movies.
Guys, hi.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Travis was doing birthday shout-outs, and I overreacted. I did. I apologize. I do that sometimes.
Why not hang up on him?
I tried to hang up on him, but I ended up hanging up on everyone.
Oh.
My bad. I appreciate
shout-outs allowed.
I appreciate all of you. I wish you much luck. Have a good night.
Wealth and glory to the winner.
You will live on forever.
Bring us the funny every week.
Right. The glory of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Hollywood Fantasy League Hall of Champions. You would live on there forever. Or you will be shamed in being dropped off the list and not invited back.
What if you are a two-time champion? Can you just cancel out one of your champions?
You will be booted the fuck out just the same. The Lotus cast is proof of that. They won twice, and they're gone.
Now, is there a rotation to get back in?
We'll just see.
You're suspended
for one season.
Because so, what I would like to do is create a WWF belt that says WFOD, HFL champion.
If you're the champion, you're
mail
out
it to the next people that win. Yeah.
Use the budget to buy a WFOD belt.
I'll fucking do it.
The world title.
Hell yeah.
Blow all Strange Labels donations on a belt.
Chad.
Yes, sir.
If you purchase a belt with our name on it, I will accept it. Well, I will accept the belt, Chad.
Whoever has the belt has to do a promo video.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother. Listen to me now, brother. Oh, Miss Elizabeth, get over here.
Oh yeah, I'm looking one up on Amazon right now. I'm fucking buying one.
Guys, we're gonna finish the show now.
Oh, there's a show going on.
But thank you all.
No, thank you, sir.
And we will be in touch.
Of course.
Unless you lose, in which case we will not be in touch.
Then you get the fuck out.
You will...
I appreciate Drunk's bell sound effect. I'm just saying that.
Absolutely.
Oh, for the guys?
Yeah. It cracks me up. You need to get him a real bell in there.
I put a bell in his mouth and he took it home. There's a standing policy with the What's in Drunk's Mouth that he's able to keep whatever we put in his mouth. And he cherry picks it. Like some things it's more interesting what he takes with him than it necessarily is like what he can guess that's in his mouth. I'm always curious to see what he takes. What did you do with the bell?
I put it in the bathroom. It says I pooped today.
You have a bell in your bathroom?
The bell says I pooped today.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to stay in the bathroom. I think that like people would know that you were taking a shit if like you were in the bathroom for any amount of time.
You don't take the shit.
You don't need a bell.
Is that a joke bell or is that like a useful item that somebody purchased?
No, he put it in my mouth.
It's a bell that says, I pooped today, that I bought because it was a bell and I wanted to put a bell in his mouth. But it did also say, I pooped today. And he took that
with
him.
That's a weird bell.
I'm saying, do you give that to a child? Is that like an award reward system?
I don't really know what maybe the intended purpose of the bell is.
An adult, perhaps?
You would imagine that would be a pretty immature person.
Actually think that every time you ring it, an angel gets its wings. No? Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for it to be a little more fecal related.
Every time the bell rings,
gets its rings. Damn it!
Every time the bell rings, a butterfly gets its kisses.
Mandy,
what?
Anytime a bell rings,
Mandy, I have a question for you specifically. Mandy,
yes.
You get a severed finger in the mail.
Right.
What do you do?
What do I do?
What is your first move?
I would probably call the cops.
Exactly.
Even though I don't trust the police.
Mandy, is there any other thing that you could do? No, you call the police immediately. Right, Chris? Chris did an episode recently about how he doesn't trust the police. He's one of those people. Chris,
I don't trust the police either.
There's
no peace.
I think when you're requesting the police, that's when you can trust them.
Chris, you get a finger in the mail. You call the police immediately, right?
Most likely.
Yeah, because that's not a thing that happens.
No, I would go down to the river and throw it right the fuck in there. Not my job, not my fucking problem.
But you said it wasn't a bloody finger, though. It was like, you know, all preserved. Looked like it may have been like from a medical lab, or was it addressed to you? Was it an accidental?
Chris. It's a finger that you got in the mail under suspicious circumstances.
Yeah. Well, what's the point, though? I mean, is someone been abducted, or?
I think the point should be determined by professionals who do this for a living.
Well,
some jabroni working at a car parts place.
No police, you know, we're going to cut the whole hand off or whatever, right?
What if it's someone's missing child?
How legit, though, did the finger look? You know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, was it real preserved? It looked like it could have been a medical thing?
I'll tell
you. Or somebody put together in a garage?
I'm having a hell of a time getting Travis back on. I don't know where Travis went, but he's gone.
Nope.
I'm sorry to disrupt. Let's go back to talking about the finger.
Nope, throw it in the river.
I'm editing that Travis stuff out. I just wanted to point out to the people here that I'm trying to get Travis back on. And I'm having trouble. So you get a finger in the mail.
Yep.
Drunk.
What do you think is the thing you should definitely not do with it?
Taste it. Or put it in your mouth.
Put it up your butt.
Drunk. Not drunk is a level-headed gentleman. Drunk.
Don't put it in drunk's mouth.
We'll have the answer to this. Drunk. You get a finger in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Give it to the neighbor.
You just put it in their mailbox?
Hey, this is near mail. It's not mine.
It has your name on it. Has your name on the box.
They delivered not me the wrong one.
Has your name on the box. It says drunk on it.
Oh, damn. I got probably just calling the police.
Right.
Run down the mailman, say you ordered a black one.
Wrong color!
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this was fun. I'm glad we did this.
So you wouldn't throw it in the
river. We should do it again in like 4 months, you know, with some of you. And
some of you.
I'm gonna try to get Travis back on one more time, and then we're just gonna end the show.
You might need the cops to like protect you, whatever. You're getting fingers in the mail, or you get a finger in the mail.
It maybe could be. Conceivably, a threat. This could be a threat that you're getting in your mail.
Did you get a finger in the mail?
No, drunk. I did not get a finger in the mail.
Show up on time, drunk! God damn it! I'm so tired of explaining the show to you when you get here at 8:30.
It was actually more like closer to 9 this week.
I would just start saying nope a whole bunch of times. Nope, 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 nope. Drive down to the river. Nope, nope, nope. Throw it in the river. Nope. Gone.
Drive home?
Yep.
And then, seems like the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, the police definitely need to be involved with that. Why? Okay.
Yeah, then you're like getting rid of evidence, potential evidence.
It's not my evidence.
Why would you guys not call the police?
So you didn't get a finger in the mail.
Somebody did. Your close friends did. Why wouldn't you call? Why didn't they call the police? What's one reason to not?
Unless it's totally phooey, right, John? Unless it's all made up. It's all crazy. It's nonsense.
Do you know anybody missing a finger?
Unless it's a big joke or something, why would you not call the cops?
I don't know. I don't know, John. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Fuck me.
You don't want to
fuck
because you're
making yourself an accomplice after the fact if you don't call the police.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like you're committing a crime if you just dispose of that the hazardous waste.
Now you're in on it.
Yep.
But now she kept a toe, right?
Travis has gone gray. He's not even. He's like gone. Travis is gone. He's gone.
Maybe you insulted him so hard he had to leave the internet.
Well, that's Napier's mama.
He's sad.
Is it just me, or I've been watching that Making a Murderer thing? Don't ruin it for me. I got one episode left. But don't those people? I know they're all from the same area, Wisconsin, with Travis. But that's a very particular accent that I never noticed that Travis had until I watched that.
And now you notice it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Travis is.
I've always noticed Travis's stupid accent.
There's the love.
I'd say he just right? like extends his like. Vowels.
Hey, do John and I have Indiana accents? Do we sound like hicks?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. Guys.
I've always wanted to know that. You know, what other people in different states, you know, when they hear our voices. Because in Chicago, they used to give me shit.
Same in New York. They said we sounded funny.
I don't think you sound funny, Chris.
I think you sound pretty normal. Pretty normal.
Just tell him a knife sounds the same in any stomach.
Well, that's my mama.
We'll be right back. want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 Central. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at symbol WFODix. Follow Drunk at symbol DrunkardSTL or Travis at ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Number one. I've been a Stouffer's man my whole life. Stouffer's macaroni and cheese. When it burns a little bit in that little shelf up on the top and you can get that out with your fork and eat that thing. Oh, that's just heaven to me.
Yeah.
But then I tried Trader Joe's frozen macaroni and cheese. It's superior. It's superior macaroni and cheese. What I've known, what I've lived for 30-some-odd years on this earth is a lie. I thought I knew what the superior frozen macaroni and cheese was, and it's not true.